0.
Welcome back to Inside the 610. I'm your host, Mike Frisetto, and today we have J Capital P and Quanah Tadid. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
So J Capital P, I want to start with you.
Let's get it.
The topic today is hip-hop. You've been in hip-hop in this area for a while. How did you get your start?
I got my start going to William Allen High School. Shout out to my Canaries. Pretty much in that case scenario, what I used to do was rap in front of the annex building. So if anybody who went to Allen know, like the little corner of the annex. So it was me and about like five other of my friends. We used to just like rap battle, joke battle, all that good stuff. But we used to rhyme with it. And eventually it just turned into going to the studio. And then the studio turned into me selling CDs in the main cafeteria. Then I'm like, wait, I can make money off of this. I don't want to play basketball anymore. Let's do this. And I actually did my senior project on hip-hop, the history of hip-hop, and then went to college and realized that I wanted to be a business owner. So with that being said, it just kind of unfolded. Then I got the reputation of being the hip-hop kid that went to college. So now we're here couple of years later. But, you know, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, no, that's an awesome story. I heard that story before, and it's nice to hear it again. And Quanah Tadid, you've been in this area for a while, and you're always mentioned in the hip-hop culture. How did you get your start, and what do you do?
I am a host. I host parties and events. I'm a bartender. I'm a bottle girl. I got into hip-hop, I would say, at a very young age, maybe in, like, middle school. I broke dance. Well, I break dance for a little while, so this, I got a little move still.
Gotcha.
But and I used to rap for a little while for a short period of time as well. And hip hop was just always like my outlet to like express how I feel. Like even if I couldn't express how I feel, there's always was a song that, you know, expressed how I felt. So that's how I got into it.
Gotcha. So was it taught in the schools? You said middle school, or did you just do it?
Yeah, Allen had a breakdance team. I was on the Allen breakdance team when I was younger. So, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. All right. So there's this show that both of you are a part of, the 50th anniversary of Hip Hop Awards Ceremony. It's taking place on Sunday, October 8th at Steel Stacks. J Capital P, you're going to be the master of ceremony for that show. What can fans and people in attendance expect for that show?
They're going to they can expect something iconic, something groundbreaking, something that they never experienced before. The reason why I say that is because this is a first show of its kind to hit the Lehigh Valley, for one. And the fact that we're sharing our culture with a broader audience is very groundbreaking because we're coming from a situation where hip hop never really received a light similar to this one on a grand stage in all of my years being in this community. So for one, it's a great honor just to be a part of it, right? With that being said, they can expect to see old, middle, and the new generation of hip hop being brought to the forefront because all of these generations you're pretty much putting together. So you have people that started it, people who helped build it, and then people who are now involved with it as we speak. So with that being said, you're not, even if you was never a part of the community before, this is your chance to actually see what we've been building since the early 70s to now. So at that point, if you are curious, if you're excited, that's something you want to get your tickets for. If you're not like trying to sell y'all, but I think I just sold y'all.
I like how you said that because it's like multi-generational.
Correct.
A lot of the younger people in hip hop in this area might not know all of the or some of the origins of how hip hop started. Can you talk a little bit about that, the historical context and importance of this show and the type of information that they might get at if they attend the show?
So with that being said, just to make sure I'm understanding, are we talking about hip-hop in general or hip-hop in the Lehigh Valley?
I guess you could speak
because yeah. I was gonna say it's two different things. Not necessarily saying like, oh, hip hop in the Lehigh Valley is completely different, but when you're talking about hip hop on a broad scale, we got to go to New York. If we're talking hip hop in the Lehigh Valley, everyone's story is going to be different. My story is going to be completely different from DJ Menace's story, for example. You know what I mean? But if we're talking just on the Lehigh Valley, what they'll get from attending this would be able to see like, okay, I'm able to rap at Main Gate and all these other clubs now. My music is able to get played in these clubs now. It wasn't like that 10 years ago. It wasn't like that 15 years ago. You had to build those relationships with the DJs and things like that to where now you're able to meet some of the DJs that was influenced by the other DJs. You're able to see some of the hosts and the other MCs and other female MCs and things like that where not necessarily you got your style from, but where why you're able to do what you're able to do now so freely and so effortlessly at that point. Because before it was, you actually had to go to the club and meet the DJ and talk to the owners and shake hands with people you necessarily wouldn't need to. Now, all you got to do is post on the internet and I don't want to say all you got to do, but if you post on the internet and move it correctly, you're able to shake and move a lot easier. But when you go to the club, they already know who you are in a sense, when before it wasn't always like that.
Gotcha, gotcha. Very good points there. And Quantitated, I just want to ask you a few questions here. So you've been involved in this area's hip hop scene, you said, since middle school when you started getting into hip hop. And at this show, you're going to be presenting the Best Female Artist Award.
Yes.
What do you think this means, not only to you, but to the other aspiring female artists in hip hop in this area?
To me, I think that it's just a great honor for me, and it's going to be for even just to be nominated, you know, even if you don't get the award, just to be nominated. It's just an amazing thing because, like, as a female, I don't feel we get as much recognition as a lot of men, especially when it comes to the music industry. You know, it's harder for a female to get out there. It's harder for a female to get respected. So I just think that people are gonna be able to see that side, be able to see like the work that, you know, we put in as females, like me being a female host that goes behind it. Like everybody just sees the music and sees the music video, but they don't see, you know, the nights being up late, figuring out how you're gonna do this, how you're gonna do that, you know, how you can get your following up, the money you put into it, you know what I mean? Deciding whether you're gonna put your money here or invest in yourself. So I think that they're going to be able to see that, you know what I mean? And it's going to be, I don't know, I'm just honored, you know, so.
Awesome. You know, I hear all these positive stories of how you guys were, both of you were involved in hip hop at a young age, high school or even younger. And yet still now in the Lehigh Valley, 2023, hip hop still gets this negative connotation where, especially like the, I would say like the major organizations would not support hip hop as much as maybe some people might think. Why do you think hip hop has such a negative story that gets attached to it wherever it goes?
I think there's some legitimate reasons why it has a negative story, and there's some non-legitimate reasons. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because it's the fact that most hip hop to me is people's stories of their life, whether it be negative or positive. So some people look at it like, oh, it's negative music. They're rapping about, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? And it's not, that's how they're expressing themselves. That's how they're telling their story. So some people feel like because people are rapping about negative things that they're putting that into the youth and that's what they're pushing out and that's what they're promoting. I think that, you know, when people, it's like, as a person who used to write, like, sometimes you might write something negative, you know what I mean? Because that's how you feel in that moment. It's not that you're trying to get somebody to have that thought or do that, but you're putting out that music because there's somebody that feels just like that in that moment that might be able to relate to that feeling. And that song means so much to them. And then, you know, some people just look at it like hip hop makes people rowdy, people be fighting and drinking, which I don't believe that because it doesn't matter what type of music. People are going to be who they are no matter what they listen to.
Regardless.
You know what I mean? But I think that's the main reason why is because, you know, I feel like hip hop has more of a hardcore message and like it's just so vulgar and it's just so like different. Not all the time, you know what I mean? But I think that's what people look at.
J Capital P, what's your take on it?
I feel people fear what they don't understand. Easy as that. So when we talk about the message and when we talk about what the music promotes, music in general, if we're talking rock, if we're talking any other genre, not to shoot at rock, but that's one of the main genres that also I can hold hand in hand with mm-hmm. hip-hop and say they promote somewhat of the same message. They just say it differently. Different verbiage, different slang, same message, yeah. Okay? Mm. If we talk about what we're talking about in different genres, they're accepted because, for one, it's coming from a familiar face, but also is broadcasted on a larger scale. It's older in that case scenario. Hip-hop just turned 50. How old are some of these other genres? So in that case, they've been around a lot longer. So when you're starting to talk about, hey, the message and things like that, you're looking at hip-hop then as that dark alley that you don't know what's in there. You don't understand it. So with that being said, it can cause a little bit of hesitation. So, you know, you got to be able to open up your mind and say, okay, well, just because I don't understand it doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad. You can be cautious of something you don't understand, but there's no need to be afraid of it, especially if you're not willing to learn.
Both of you spoke on that fantastically.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, that was great. So now here we go. We have this show coming up on at Steel Stacks October 8th. It's an award ceremony. One, the hip-hop community never had an award ceremony. Nobody really recognized them for all that they have done in the music scene in this area for the last 25, 30 years. But we have sponsors now for this event coming up. There's Community Action Committee of the Lehigh Valley. We have Arts Quest. That's where it's being held at. United Way, Lehigh University, and the title sponsor for this event is Promised Neighborhoods of the Lehigh Valley. So with all of those major organizations that are sponsoring this event, they're supporting this event, do you think hip-hop is moving in the right direction? Do you think it's becoming more accepted by the major organizations in this area?
With the support that we're getting from all the organizations you just named, it does show volumes that exactly what I was just saying before. Just because you don't understand something doesn't mean you're not able to extend a hand and learn. So even if these individuals or the companies or however you want to word it hasn't been a part of it, they're a part of it now. And honestly, this is the time. This is the exact moment where we're able to start off fresh, able to start anew, because if this goes the right way, we're able to then expand and do more and express that hip hop is more than just words and a lifestyle. It's more of a community that does deserve to be heard and observed by the masses, which it already is. But in the Lehigh Valley, it's not as much.
Quana, what's your take on that?
I agree with everything that he said. I think that, you know, a lot of the people that's nominated are people like that I knew since I was a kid. You know, people that I've seen outside rapping on the corner, people that I've seen selling their CDs, people that I've seen putting their blood, sweat, and tears into this for years. So, you know, I think that at this point, it's like you can't help but to see us. You know,
yeah, that's appreciate
true,
it.
True. Yeah. So J Capital P, this is a big show for everybody here in the Lehigh Valley who's a hip hop enthusiast. Last words to all the listeners. Where could they find you on social media? What do you hope the community sees at this event?
Well, first off, thanks for everybody who bought their ticket. If you haven't bought your ticket, I'm going to just urge you to do that now. Very big stamp in history that you do not want to miss. You guys can follow me at J_CapitalP. You spell it with a J or a, disrespecting me. But in pretty much aspect of what you guys are going to be like, what you guys are going to be getting out of that show is just something that I feel like you're not going to be able to catch at, you know, your everyday award show. Like the VMAs just aired, is very scripted. This one is going to be a little bit more historical, if you ask me.
and Quantitated. You're going to be up there on stage October 8th. If you had to say any last words to the listeners here on this show or where they could find you on social media.
I just want to say that this is one that you really don't want to miss. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be, you know, family friendly. So, you know, you can bring the kids out. You know what I mean? Come have a good time. Very entertaining. You're going to have good laughs. I know that we're definitely going to make sure that they're entertained from start to finish. Make sure you get your tickets because it's pretty much sold out already. You want to go and cop those tickets. It's going to be a great night. You can find me on all social media outlets at Quana Tatted. Quana, Q-W-A-N-A, Tatted, T-A-T-T-E-D.
Quana Tatted, J capital P, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is Inside the 610. We'll be right back.
WDIY Allentown, 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. Many choices, real voices.
Welcome back to Inside the 610. I'm your host, Mike Frisetto. And now in the studio, we have Professor Andrew McIntosh from Northampton Community College. And we have Bart Dallas. How are you guys?
I'm good. Great to be here.
I'm doing well as well. Thank you so much for the invite.
Yes, awesome. Thanks for being in the studio today. I want to start off with you, Andrew, and I'll start off with saying that you're a professor here at Northampton Community College, and you're a professor of hip-hop. That's one of the classes you teach. What do you teach in a class as a professor of hip-hop?
You know, that's a question I sometimes am still asking myself, right? Like, how did I get to this point? It's a great privilege to be able to teach a class on hip-hop. And my focus is based upon my graduate work, where I wanted to know about the origins of hip-hop. We know where it came from, right? The Bronx, 1970s. What were the socioeconomic conditions around the culture as it was developing in the Bronx in the 1970s? So a big chunk of my course is examining the roots of hip-hop, how it emerged, and how it grew.
Mm. So do you, just to go on a little bit more on that topic, so how it started in the Bronx, do you see that started the same way in other cities, or was the Bronx the point where all the other ones just copied it, or did they all have to have like the same type of socioeconomic statuses in their community to make hip hop kind of come into their communities?
That's a deep question, right? So there is even some dispute in and around the five boroughs that the Bronx is the exact originator, because there were a lot of sound system and DJ crews that were spinning in the 1970s, but they were primarily spinning disco. And what was different about the Bronx is DJs Kool Herc, Afrika Bambaataa, Breakout, Grandmaster Flash, very specifically played records that had long breaks. They weren't really concerned, like it could be disco, it could be rock, it could be funk. They weren't concerned about necessarily playing the hottest new music. They were concerned about playing music that had that element to it that B-boys could get down to and then later MCs could rap to, and manipulating the turntables to play those breaks. Now, my understanding from everything I've seen from the ethnographic research, talking to people, that happened in the Bronx. There were other sound system crews, et cetera. So after that point, you know, your question is, okay, well, did it develop similarly in other cities in those same kind of conditions? And I would say, you know, a lot of people give nod to Philadelphia being one of the second cities to kind of develop its own scene and the like. And they were very similar conditions of marginalized communities where, you know, the education system, job opportunities in the 1970s, early 1980s were very poor. And so people had energy and were looking for where to put it. And so I would say that I would say that it is important to the development, but it's not wholly necessary. Let's not romanticize poverty, right? Like it was hard. And individuals were able to find grow that rose out of the concrete. But in a lot of cases, you know, we see as hip hop developed, not everybody comes from that necessarily, that background. And so it became sort of an idea that you could sort of try on, if you will, for yourself, right? No matter what your background was, is if hip hop spoke to you, do you have a place in it if you're true to yourself and find your way to express yourself?
So hip hop now turns 50 years old this year, and it is one of the newer genres of music in the world, but it has such a huge global impact. One of the, if not the largest selling genre in the world within 50 years. Why do you think hip hop grew at such an exponential rate?
Hip hop is democratic. It allows anybody with a turntable and a microphone the ability to have the courage to get down, you know, during the dance, if you pick up a spray can, to participate in it, right? There isn't a formal training. Doesn't necessarily mean everybody who can rap should, right? But it does mean that you can get into the game by having heart. And I think that is a universal language, the ability to want to express yourself unabashedly, authentically. Hip-hop really gives you an avenue for that, whether it be through rapping, breakdancing, graffiti, or DJing.
And that's a perfect segue to get Bardalis into the conversation here. You are nominated at the 50th Anniversary of Hip-Hop Awards Ceremony at Steel Stacks on Sunday, October 8th, for two different categories, one for Best Videographer and Best Urban Latin Artist. First of all, what does that mean to you just to get recognized as a nominee for those two categories?
It's really an honor, and like we spoke before, it's one of the first time in history locally here where a lot of the people that were involved in the hip hop scene locally are getting recognized. And I even noticed a couple of the names of the people of the other creatives that are on there as well that are getting recognized as well. And it's really nice to be on the list with them. It's really an honor since we all put in the same amount of work. And just to get recognized for our art really means a lot to us.
So what got you into hip hop? Why did you gravitate towards this genre of music?
Hip hop has been in my life ever since a young age. When I started doing any type of video production, media production, or even music production, I was 14. In high school, I started a music group as well. And that's what really kind of ramped up my involvement with it. And I gained a lot more experience moving forward from there with my music group, learning how to produce videos, photography, and our main genre for my music group was hip hop.
You are also the owner of LBJ Media. You're an entrepreneur, very well known in this area for the video work and photography that you do. And you got a lot of the start happened with you being involved in music. How did hip hop and you being an entrepreneur, how do those two worlds merge? Because we see that so often where people in hip hop become entrepreneurs. We just had two guests right before you, Quanah Tatted and J Capital P, that are both entrepreneurs themselves in the hip hop community. How was your journey through both of those?
What a lot of people don't know is that when I first started my business, I started out shooting music videos in the street. A lot of them were hip hop artists. It was just from a lot of the friends that I knew and, you know, the community around me. So they really supported me in gaining the talent even before I went to college. So by the time that I went to college, I already had an advantage with all the other students that were there because I had went over there and shot all these different types of like music videos and things along those lines. A lot of them were hip hop related. Then eventually I ended up meeting my mentor, Nice Jones, who we now have a podcast called Empower 610 that's also based around hip hop. And he actually helped me formalize the business and get a little bit more organized and network on the business side of things so I can also get involved in more corporate and commercial work as well. So hip hop really was the root of everything that I started with my movement with entrepreneurship.
Awesome. And you said Nice Jones and you started, it was Empower 610. I've seen you guys do some shows and involved in the music scene in this area, especially this year. I seen it ramping up, especially on social media. What do you think that platform does to local artists in the hip hop scene?
I think having several platforms to promote our local artists and give them recognition is really important because as artists, we can be like emotional about our creative art and we really put all of our hard work and all of our passion into it. And sometimes we become very vulnerable when we express anything that has to do with our music. So giving that recognition, giving that voice just adds on to the culture and also helps spread the culture amongst the community and awareness and that acceptance of hip hop as well.
And we talked about that this event on October 8th at Steel Stacks is multi-generational, and you would be maybe considered somewhere in the middle, maybe younger. definitely not one of the original people that brought right. hip-hop into this area. So what does it mean to you that you're going to be in this show nominated along with some of the people who brought hip-hop from different areas, New York, Philadelphia, and brought it into the Lehigh Valley back in the 90s. What does that mean to you that you're on the same stage or nominated with them?
It's really an honor. And most importantly, it's the fact that it's a part of history and local history of hip hop. I think previously what you would see in the scene in the Lehigh Valley, you would see a lot of division. But now with all of these events coming up, all these platforms that are getting built, all these shows, we're starting to see more unity mm-hmm. in the creative arts, especially in the hip hop scene, because even with some of the shows that we hosted with the first hip hop concert at West Park with Empower 610, you saw all of the artists there really supporting each other, where previously in the past, when you would go to a show, you would see artists performing and then leaving. But in this case, you would see collaboration. You would see them get excited about talking about future projects. And it really brought every element of hip hop together, because you had the videographers there. You had the artists that were, singing on stage, rapping on stage. You also had the photographers or any type of creative that were there to support as well.
Yeah, I have to say, I was there in attendance that day at West Park in Allentown, and it was a beautiful event. Just the vibes, everybody was just being so supportive of one another. And we actually had a guest, DJ Menace, who's going to be the DJ on October 8th at the 50th anniversary of Hip Hop Award Ceremony. And he said that when it's hip hop first started in the 90s, early 2000s here, that where they were separated, they didn't really support each other. He said, in order for hip hop to take off in the Lehigh Valley, that has to change. People have to start supporting one another and start, like you said, not leaving shows and always being there for one another. So it's nice to see that that's happening. And thank you for putting on a platform so people can do that.
Of course. And just to add on quickly to that, I also think it's the competitive spirit of hip hop as well. It's just a matter of channeling that negative energy and turn it into some positive, where it's more like along the lines of friendly competition and motivating each mm-hmm. other to do better versus, a negative outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And Andrew, I want to come back to you. So it was amazing hearing all the stories from the people who brought hip hop originally into the Lehigh Valley in the 90s. But a lot of people don't really understand that hip hop, there's four or five elements that make up hip hop. You have the MCs, breakdance and beatboxing, DJs and live graffiti. Can you explain a little bit of each one of those and why they're important to the hip hop culture?
Love to hear the story again and again. It's interesting. No one in 1973 on August 11th looked around and said, yo, we're doing hip hop. A lot of these elements, as we call them, they all developed in the same spaces, sometimes parallel to each other or adjacent to each other, or sometimes independently. And you could look at graffiti as probably being the first element that had nothing to do necessarily with the Bronx specifically that was going on in American cities throughout the 1960s. People writing on walls. What happened in New York City was that graffiti writers really began to focus on putting up their tags and these large reliefs, colorful murals that people had never seen before, like whole subway cars, etc. So that's going on as like the background, right? And some, from what I understand, some hip hop heads were a part of graffiti crews. Some of them like weren't, and vice versa. Like they operated in a different space. They were doing something highly illegal and dangerous. The DJ is the foundation of hip hop music as we know it. And again, as we were talking about earlier, they're playing specific records. They're manipulating those records in a new and different way, different from disco DJs or radio DJs, and really emphasizing rhythm and drums on these records. And that becomes your musical foundation of the culture. Then, the question is, do we have hip hop without B-boys and B-girls, right? Because what Herc and other early DJs will say was that they started playing those breaks on those old funk records because the B-boys and B-girls started dancing to those parts of the records. Mm-hmm. So if they never start mm-hmm. dancing to the best part of the song, do the DJs think of, well, I got to keep playing that part of the song? So the B-boys and DJs, they're integral to the development. What's interesting to me is that the last element to develop out of this is MCing and beatboxing, using vocal techniques to create rhythm and poetry and so on. They were the hosts of the party at first. And over time, as MCs got more creative and wanted to stand out, they began to develop more elaborate lyrical routines, more elaborate concepts, songwriting, and transforming this to what was just a sort of something that gave flavor to a party, shouting people out, hosting the event, and so on, and be like, yo, let me write a song about it. Let me call it The Message, and let me speak upon my truth. That's the element that then ends up, I don't want to say eclipsing all the other ones, but 9 times out of 10, you talk to people and it's like, well, what do you think of hip hop? Oh, isn't that rappers? And what I've been hearing today is that we're acknowledging, well, most definitely rappers, MCs are a part of it, but it's an entire culture. The entire culture of activities and beliefs around sort of bigging up your community and sort of showing and proving what skills you have to showcase for and to that community.
I love to hear that story of all the elements of hip hop. Thank you for explaining it the way you did. Bardalis, if you could say something last to the viewers or listeners right now, what would you say, and where could they find you on social media if they wanted to get in contact with you?
Well, first things first, to all the creatives, keep on creating. And if you want to find me, you can find me on social media as Mr. Bardalis. It's MISTA, Bardalis, B as in boy, ARDALES, or BardalisMusic.com, as well as my business, LBJMedia.com, or Empower610 on YouTube and all the streaming platforms.
Awesome. And Professor Andrew McIntosh, same thing for you. Any final words that you would like to say to the listeners, and where could they find you? And maybe if they wanted to take your class at Northampton Community College.
Right. I just want to say that this October 8th event has the potential of being like a hip-hop Woodstock for the Lehigh Valley, maybe minus the mud and the psychedelics. You know what I mean? people will still be getting open, but I really feel like there's this chance for the community to acknowledge one another and celebrate hip-hop culture in a way we've never seen before, and that's a very special opportunity. As for myself, you can find me on like Instagram/DJArm18. That's my other persona. And check me out with a variety of activities I'll be doing in the fall and the spring, celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. I have a website, 50yearsdowntheline.com, 50yearsdowntheline.com, where we're going to be doing events here in the community at Northampton Community College and the like, ranging from debuting the movie Wild Style, the first hip-hop movie ever to be seen. We'll have that in January over at Arts Quest with scheduled appearances by the director, some of the actors, and the Cole Crush brothers. And then specifically Tuesday, April 16th, I'm very happy to announce we have our keynote speaker coming to Northampton Community College, and that would be Chuck D from Public Enemy. So we'll be hearing from him as he drops the science on fighting the power.
Yeah, so. Awesome. Well, Bardalis, Andrew, thank you so much for coming into the studio today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Inside the 610. I'm your host, Mike Frasetto, and I'll see you next time.
If you enjoyed this program, please go to wdiy.org or the WDIY app to share or become a WDIY member.